Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. Tonight, the invitation gets interrupted. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm the type of girl that's always loyal to the end.
I gotta tweet Luann right now. Just let her know we're opening to her song.
Oh, yeah.
What's this called?
Girl code.
Opening to Luann. Girl code. Oh, I have no service in here. There it is. Luann's a girl code. Hey, guys. Hi guys, Ashley Daniels here with my beautiful co-host tonight for another episode of The Real Housewives of New York. We are just obviously super excited, A, to be together as one panel, because we're all so busy. We're all running around traveling somewhere, so finally we're all together. Tonight's episode was intense. Wasn't the most intense, but Andy Cohen got me a little excited. He made me feel like tonight through his Twitter that it was going to be like insanity. I think it was insanity, but
no.
I felt a little bit like that. Maybe just because I'm so spoiled now by...
Do you think he was foreshadowing the news that Megan told all of us?
You know, I have to say... Okay, let's just... First of all, who am I with tonight?
Hey, guys, it's Megan. So happy to be back this week, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
And this is Lindsay Harry. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. I missed all of you.
Fern Ronay here once again. You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay.
And you can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I want to know what you guys think about the coincidental, continuation of Jules talking about her relationship with Michael tonight and how she had, a couple of quarrels with him and she's her frustrations, regarding her relationship with Michael are coming out for the first time tonight. And yet today, the news broke that they have filed for divorce, and some news sites say it's because he was cheating. Others say it's just, there's no real reason. It's been coming along for a while, and it's not because of the show. Do you guys think it's a coincidence or not? Tweet us, let us know. Also, you can let us know on YouTube as well, because I'm very excited to find out what you guys think, because you guys are the diehard fans of the show, and you tend to know everything before everybody else does, because we learn from you.
My opinion is, I think that, yes, he filed today, or in the very few recent days, because this episode was going to start showing cracks in the marriage, which is... It's weird to me as a viewer because the whole season wasn't at all about her marriage focus. I thought if they were going to set us up for seeing marital problems, there might be more of a setup. I didn't feel like she was showing that at all, or they were editing her in that way at all. And then all of a sudden tonight we get just the mother load of, he's this, he's that, he's late, he's always on his phone, who's he talking to? So I think if you do want to look at it from the perspective of he was cheating or there was something going on, like maybe that relationship had already started.
Right.
So kind of sad. I'm sad
Very
for her.
Sad, yeah.
I mean, I feel like maybe we've heard her on occasion mention that he's not as helpful as she wished that he could be, but she just went off tonight and we heard a lot more about their relationship than we've heard about their relationship, because they did seem... I didn't think there were any problems with them. They really seemed great together. And I liked him, and today I did not.
Yeah, I liked him too. I was like, I have bad judgment when it comes to house husbands. I thought, I don't know. But I have a theory that they get these DVDs before, right? They get them like a week before. Mm-hmm. So he must have seen this and been like, screw this, and just filed. Or maybe... He wasn't cheating, and maybe they're in cahoots because they have this juice to sell, and he's like, we got to get you back next season so we can promote this juice. So let me file for divorce. You have a storyline and you're back next season.
That's oh my god, that's
horrible. Okay, but you would know because you're I always love to brag that you're a lawyer, because you're a lawyer. It's public knowledge, right? When you can find out, you can actually see the divorce papers if we wanted to. So
yeah,
technically, so you're saying they could have very easily faked that, because you can take it back at any point. So.
Yeah, they could. They could file a complaint and then withdraw it. And it doesn't have anything juicy in there. It's just a, saying. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it doesn't have anything juicy or we would know.
It's just such weird timing.
It's so curious.
Yeah. Unless they knew about this for a while, but they decided, let's do it. I mean, like you said, like with the DVD, they knew a week prior. I don't know. She doesn't seem like she comes off. She doesn't come off that way. So I don't know.
You know, but he's probably sleeping on the couch. Yeah. He'd probably been sleeping on the couch for a little while. And you know what, guys?
Speaking of,
in the middle of the night, if you wake up drenched, covered in sweat, which is probably how Michael was sleeping or Jules was sleeping the past couple of months with all of this drama going on, you can crank up the AC, absolutely. But can you really afford that all year round? You can actually upgrade to a heat trapping mat. You can get rid of that heat trapping mattress and upgrade it to a Casper, and you'll be sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow all night long. It was invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee you sleep cool and comfortable with the support that you need. In fact, Time magazine has actually named Casper one of the best inventions of 2015, and it comes in a box that's small enough you would never even think a mattress was in it. Their sheets and pillows are also just as comfortable, and they're designed to create the perfect sleep environment so you stay cool and balanced all night long, which is what both of these people are definitely going to need after this coming out tonight.
Seriously.
You can actually try it in your home for 100 days for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick
it up. Okay, I love that.
And refund you everything. So, you guys, check out Casper Mattress. You're going to go to casper.com/AfterBuzz and use that code AfterBuzzTV. You'll save $50 towards the purchase of a mattress.
I'm writing it down.
That's casper.com/AfterBuzz. Code AfterBuzzTV, and you'll get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress.
Casper.com. Because I need a mattress.
I'm getting one.
So that's actually great. Hello. I think if you don't love it, they'll take it back. So what can
100
you
nights.
You can fit it in a small box, so I love that.
It's because
I can't get anything to
have
my
you
front
guys
door.
Seen like videos of how it works? It's so cool. It comes in this box, and when you open up the box, the mattress just like folds. It's rolled up, and then it completely folds out and lifts up to like its full size. It's the coolest thing. I really want
one.
See,
I like that because when I move, you can take it anywhere. That's genius. Okay.
There you go.
I could talk about that for another 15 minutes. I'm actually generally interested in that. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
So, Sonia and Luann tonight, they are talking in the kitchen, and Tom comes up. Sonia hears for the first time that Luann is madly in love and found her soulmate 6 weeks ago, she says, right before Thanksgiving. And judging from Sonia's face, we all know she's about to say something crazy, but of course she says something even more crazy than we would think she said. And she says, I've been doing him forever. She says it in the confessional. She says she's been doing him forever, and she had just seen him last month. I wish she actually said that to Luann's face, because I feel like that would have... It would have helped in the situations later on when Ramona and Luann are talking. Because I feel like Luann is so, like, in this, like, bubble right now that if this definitely did happen, then Luann's perception of what this relationship is completely different than what Tom's perspective of this relationship is.
Do you think Sonia's exaggerating the timeline, the time frame?
Could be.
Could be.
But would she do that to her friend? I don't know.
Well, then if she was your friend, you'd say it right away. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I feel like she should have.
And when she says, I'm in love, and I think this is the one, and your friend responds, with who? It's usually a good indication. You haven't been with this person long enough to be making these claims.
I feel like my Bethany BS meter is going off with this whole... And I know that they're still currently engaged right now and set to be married on New Year's Eve. But this just feels so not genuine to me. Like, very, like, completely faked for her to have a storyline. Because I felt like she was pushing all this, like, I'm going to fall in love and get married this year. Before she started telling the girls, I fell in love, like, 2 weeks ago. And this all reeks of not... genuine to me. It's and everybody's like shocked and surprised. And the fact that this guy has slept with two other housewives or dated or what, I guess he was sleeping with Sonia as a casual sleeping partners and also dated Ramona, and Ramona's upset that Luann stole him away. I mean, this reeks of how do you sleep with, or I'm sorry, at least be with three different housewives in like 1 month's time? It's insanity.
Okay, so. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about how smart Luann is, because what I see when I see Luann talking about her relationship is, you know when you know that what you're about to say to somebody is going to have a reaction that's nothing that you want? Like, you tell your parents, like, you're in love, like, but you know that your parents are going to get mad that you're with this guy, maybe they don't like that guy, so you make it like it's better than it is. I feel like every time Luann talks about this relationship, she's like, she goes such in this bubble, and it's like, oh my God, and I'm just so happy. Kind of like she did tonight with Bethany's invitation. She says yes before it's even asked. Like, she's just giving you this giving Sonia, Ramona, and Bethany this over-the-top version of what was really going on because she doesn't want them to say anything negative. Mm-hmm. So I just think that in that sense, like kind of going off what you said, I don't think it really is what she's saying it is. It's just her way of making them feel like, okay, now I can't say anything rude because look how happy she is. You know?
It just comes to something like that. Yeah, it's the quote, doth protesteth too much. Mm-hmm. She's just pushing it so far onto everybody. And it's like the same thing when you see people posting on Facebook or Instagram. They're like, I'm so in love. This is my soulmate. We were meant to be. You guys met 2 weeks ago. You said, I love you. No, this isn't.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the same thing that's happening here because she's telling the biggest mouth people. She's telling Bethany and Ramona. And then telling Sonia, because she lives with Sonia and she's moving out with Sonia.
Really good point. Mm-hmm. Really good
point.
And
isn't she grossed out that he hooked up with these other two
Does she know about Sonia?
She doesn't give real reactions, as we saw it 2 weeks ago with the way Bethany talked to her. She didn't once say, you know, when she's being called a prostitute or whatever Bethany's calling her, she doesn't react. She acts very countess-like in moments that are trying to make her look bad or... you know, reveal something that may not be the best for her reputation. She always acts by like, it doesn't bother me, but deep down it does. She just doesn't react. Mm-hmm. You don't know what she's ever really thinking, you know? Yeah.
And I thought it was really nice of Ramona to say, well, since you feel that way and you're getting so head over heels so quickly, I think you should know that I heard. I thought it was wonderful of her to warn her, you know, and it seems like everyone's trying to warn her. Mm-hmm. Sonia should have spoken up. I think Sonia's reaction spoke volumes. Mm-hmm. This is just all very suspicious to me.
It is. Definitely. Also very interesting that Sonia doesn't believe that Bethany is upset about the name of Tipsy Girl. She thinks it's just because she's her feelings are hurt. Why are her feelings hurt? You know, she doesn't understand, or she's not comprehending it, or she's choosing not to because she knows she's so far in at this point, and if she goes back, she's letting go of her business.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sonia also saying that she's been planning this for forever, this Prosecco, which we've never heard of until now, but maybe it's been in the works. We don't know. But the fact that a bunch of her friends are saying, don't lose a friendship over it. I mean, does she really have a contract? Didn't she not know who was doing it before anyway?
Yeah.
Who was part of the branding and everything. So I feel like we're contract. Mm-hmm. I want to believe Sonia. I want to see her do something and take it completely from takeoff and like finish it and be so excited for her.
Right.
What happened to her clothing line?
I know. We got so excited last year.
Yes.
Where are the clothes?
Which is what Bethany said.
I know. I hate it that Bethany's always right when she's going ham on these girls, but she's always right.
I saw someone ask Bethany tonight on Twitter, where's the hair extensions for Ramona, too? I don't know. But I'll go to Bethany to ask her, though. It's funny. So the tequila trip, Mexico night, Bethany takes all the girls except for Luann and Sonia to invite them to Mexico to try tequila for her new line of drinks. When they're there, Jules is upset. This is the first of many times that we see Jules not very happy. And she brings up her relationship for the first time. She's not in a good place. Her dad and her... And she's saying Michael came home late, 7:17 instead of 7 o'clock.
That was later.
What was this part? What was she upset about with Michael this
time?
The milk. She got home at 1 a.m., I'm assuming, from being in New Jersey at the hospital with her dad. And her daughter woke up and wanted milk, and her husband started yelling at her to get it rather than just getting it himself.
Yeah, not a good... I mean, that's not how you treat somebody that's dealing with a lot with their father at that point, too. It's just a weird situation. It's really weird that she brought it up on camera because she doesn't seem like the type to air her dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. So maybe she knew this was coming, and she's like, let me just let this all out now. I don't know. Who knows when those confessionals are taped, because it's a lot later on than...
Yeah, I mean, she shared the Michael yelling at her thing, like, in the group with the women all on camera together, because I think she couldn't hold back her tears, and she was so upset, and gosh, I don't know, it seems like Michael wasn't supporting her while she was going through this stuff with her dad, and it's like, it seemed, you know, the least he could have done was, like, get a nanny if he can't handle this, a temp nanny at least. It's just, I guess a lot was going on that we didn't know about.
I can't even imagine how this was going on and she didn't know, because she seems like she's very involved in, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom. Like, she's seems like she knows. I guess he works downstairs or something, right? Or doesn't he work nearby?
Yeah, I mean, his commute couldn't be shorter.
Yeah, like, where is he? What is he doing? Like, leaving and then coming back? Like, you can't say, like, I'll be home from work soon, like, if you work that close to home. I could have am I wrong? Didn't he say he works really close to home?
Yeah, no, he lived, like downstairs in the same building, right?
Right. Like, where? What are you doing? How are you leaving? I don't know. That's a tough one to sneak around when your wife is upstairs, literally upstairs all day. So, I don't know. So, Jules is upset. Now, in terms of Sonia coming to Mexico, all the girls vote on it not being a safe environment for her because of the drinking, which we kind of figured that would happen. But with Luann, Carol says, if Luann goes, I'm not going. And then Bethany goes, well, if Carol doesn't go, I don't go. And so Doreen is like, well, if you guys don't go, then I don't go. Like, then there's nothing to do. What are we doing? Do we think at this point Carol's just holding on to something that should just be let go of? Or do we think it's like, I mean, Luann tried to apologize in her own way or whatever.
Might be the only time I agree with Ramona. That Luann's, or that Carol's holding on to this and not letting it go.
Yeah.
And move past it.
I think Carol's in a hard place because Luann is obsessed with trying to, like, be on camera and make nice and fakey, I miss you as a friend. And they never were really friends. And I think she wants no part of that. She actually wants to try to enjoy herself, which never happens on a group trip anyway. But I think she would rather leave the Luann BS train somewhere else. I think Luann's great fun on a trip. I'm sure Carol wants nothing to do with all of her.
Yeah. I think Carol just doesn't like her and is never going to forgive her. And was saying, like, I don't like the way she acts on trips, her, like, you know, shenanigans, the things she does. That's not the real reason. You just don't like her and you don't want her to go and you want nothing to do with her.
But don't you think that with that many girls that you can go and have a good time, and if everyone else is kind of like, I don't mind if she's there. I mean, I know that there were seven of us in my apartment or my house in college, and not everyone was best friends with everyone, but everyone still got along.
Right.
We did group things. We did group house things together where we would go out, and I may not have liked one girl, and she may not have liked me or, you know, other people in the house, but you all got along for the sake of going out or doing something that weekend together. Now, granted, it's
which
a full-on
really
trip.
Which sounds really
mature. Which sounds mature?
No, mature.
Oh.
Which, well, I think is good.
But these women, we know, clearly are not. But even right. Sonia has said she's giving up drinking. So if she's giving up drinking, what's the point of her going on this tequila thing anyway?
Mm-hmm. Do we think that Carol would not say that she's not going to go if Luann's not going to go, if she wasn't as close to Bethany as she is?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think their friendship aids her. And I also think it's hypocritical of Bethany to be like, well, let's all say Sonia can't go because it's not a safe drinking environment. Because I feel like as the viewers, we're all confused about the drinking thing this year. Like, we haven't seen it be a problem, but yet Bethany's pulling that card because she's mad at Sonia and doesn't want to be around her.
Exactly. She's another one who's not saying what's going on.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I just feel like Carol had a little extra courage to say that because she knows Bethany's going to have her back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I also think it's a way to, I'm not saying Carol's doing this, but when you think about it, it's like, she's one of the OGs. Luann is one of the OGs, and she doesn't have as much pull as a typical OG would.
Right.
And she's kind of, her airtime depends on some of the very new housewives, as we're seeing. So it's just very interesting to see how that plays out, because we know with Vicky Gunvalson, like, no one dictates where she's going to be. She dictates it and she runs that show. Mm-hmm. Lisa Vanderpump runs that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, fascinated by this. But
that's a good point. Luann's been demoted to friend before, so maybe she's like,
it's the weirdest OG situation I've ever seen. Weird. Okay.
I think, though, to give Bethany credit, it's probably because she's not honest. So She hides the life that Bethany has now exposed, that Luann, I'm sure, didn't want to expose, as far as, like, sleeping around and the younger men and the married men and all that, and the drinking and the smoking. And so she lost her authenticity on the show. The viewers probably didn't want to see her as much. She got demoted. So now she's coming back hard with, like, a fake storyline. But I don't know. It's like,
yeah,
it's too much.
It is too much. So then Carol and Bethany are at Bethany's apartment, and Carol's discussing something. This is, like, the most philosophical situation I have ever seen on a Housewives episode, other than Dorinda and Carol's London trip. Carol says that she believes that when she had to give her kitten back for adoption, her kitten that she's been fostering got a home, Why did she not be, why wasn't she able to say goodbye to it, by
I
the way?
I didn't get that either.
It went in for shots.
Yeah. She was.
So it went in for like a vaccine.
Oh, okay.
So they never gave her back the cat to foster again. They just were like, oh, we found an adoptive family. You're not going to have the cat again.
That's
as
traumatic.
A foster.
But did she have the opportunity to get it back if she wanted to at that point?
I don't know why she didn't file for adoption of it. Maybe she did and lost out.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sad, but happy for the cat. Mm-hmm. But that situation brought upon a moment for Carol to figure out how she loves and how her love has been based on temporary love. And she says, you can't live life as though it's temporary, but that's how she's been living.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was a deep moment, and Bethany had to bring some sarcasm in. She's like, Freud would have a fun time with this situation or whatever. And it was interesting. Did you guys feel like Carol would open up to all the girls like she did with Bethany in this case? Or is it just something that you think this was a moment that she just mm-hmm. wanted to share with Bethany?
Yeah, I think whenever she connects on relationship stuff with Bethany, probably because Bethany's been through so much, and all Bethany ever talks about is dating and failed relationships and da da da. So I think, and they're like besties right now. So I think she felt like it was a really safe time and space to talk about it, and that Bethany would have good feedback if Bethany felt it necessary to share feedback, which she always does. But I really got, like you said, last season's vibes of her just opening up about her husband dying when she and Dorinda were sharing that whole being a widow situation, which I cried about for forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just felt like, oh, God, it's the most intense, honest time that you've ever seen on a show. This is probably number two for me compared to last season's,
yeah.
like, widow talk. I mm-hmm. just, I thought it was like, gosh, it seems like the silliest thing to say, but she's so right. And I just mm-hmm. felt like I'm happy she had that realization.
Yeah.
Because I think I treat things in life that way, too.
She said she married her husband knowing he had cancer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany didn't know that. I'm like, you didn't yeah. read What Remains? It's yeah. the greatest book. I love it.
Oh,
tweet
really?
Me if you love it.
I love you.
It's so good.
You're so cute. I love you.
But yeah, she knew he had cancer. So I feel like she goes into relationships knowing that they're going to end at some point, which I think is a fear of commitment.
Right.
So she must have had that long before Anthony.
I'd be interested to see what happened in her childhood, because I had, mm-hmm. this is going to sound like hooky-kooky, and if you don't buy it, fine, but I had someone do my, like, astrological chart.
Oh, I'm so into this. Go ahead.
Well, it's actually my friend's dad, but he's literally, like, certified in it. And, like, people pay him money. He's legit. So he said, like, because my father died so early in my life that I have, like, detachment issues and I keep people at arm's length because it's, like, such a traumatic experience in my life and I get nervous to lose things and people and stuff like that. And he's like, if you look at so many different ways that you treat all different types of relationships in your life, he's like, that's why you're that way. And I'm like, I get it.
That makes
like, you
sense.
You would appreciate something being temporary so that something's not a loss where you're like, mm-hmm. I can't believe this happened. I have no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understood what Carol
yeah.
was saying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, another person like me.
Yeah, no, it's...
I don't like, walk out of relationships, like she said.
No,
she
but it makes
glides
sense
right
with
out,
your history.
But,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I was like, I wonder what maybe preceded her getting married to a man she knew was going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, I can handle it, you know.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I think it's great, too, though. I mean, here's the thing that we're all kind of harping on Carol this season, it seems like, because everyone's like, oh, she's really all about Bethany. But they took that trip to the Bahamas
yeah.
together.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a lot closer, I think, than some of us are realizing, or mm-hmm. some of, like, the fans and stuff were kind of talking about. They really are good friends. Doesn't mean we need to like that they're, like, buddy-buddy and kind of putting other people out, but they really are close.
Right.
So, I mean, going on vacation with your significant others is, I would say that's like a big deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
And they're not like married. Either of them are engaged. This is like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, no. So then Dorinda and Sonia are at the nail salon. Sonia thinks that Ramona takes their friendship for granted, and she feels like that's kind of the reason why they've had so many altercations. And Dorinda tells Sonia about Mexico and also at that point says, you know, and I stand by what I did with the Berkshires. You would not have been happy there. And Sonia's like, well, I really could have had my moment with Bethany. Like, I need to talk to her. And Dorinda's like, but this was not a safe environment for you. Once again, it's like everybody's treating Sonia in this way that, like Megan said earlier, we haven't seen any drinking problems this season. Not to say that it's not there because it's not this season, but it's like this thing that's being talked about that we're not seeing. Right. It doesn't seem like she has one.
Right.
And Dorinda tells Sonia to give up her name for her business, the Tipsy Girl. And Sonia is very upset about that. She's like, this is my business. What kind of friend does that? So do we think that, in a sense, Dorinda is kind of playing both sides of the fence? Mm-hmm. She's with Sonia and she's acting like she cares and stuff. But she was one of the first to say Sonia shouldn't come to Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Mm. That was good the first point. Thing I noticed as soon as I saw the scene with Sonia and Dorinda, and Sonia or Dorinda talking to her, was like, she was the first person to say no, she didn't want her in Mexico. And exactly. Now she's saying, well, Bethany and everyone kind of decided that you shouldn't come to Mexico. No, you all made that decision.
Mm-hmm. If anything, Ramona didn't say anything.
I feel terrible because this is the second time she's being told, hey, big girls trip, you're not invited. And like, people don't really seem that sorry to tell her. And it's like, you guys, like, things are just going to get worse if you keep leaving her out. Mm-hmm. She's the only one left out of everything.
They keep leaving her out and, like, talking to her like a child. Yeah. Like, we're doing it for your own good.
Yeah, like, she's like a mental patient.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's so weird. Like, I care about you so much. Right. I would be just like, do not talk to me like that. I am an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not in a straitjacket right now. Like, are you kidding me? It's just ridiculous. She's not in a white padded room. Stop talking to her like that.
They really are talking to her that way.
Like, it's going
to
be over soon. Like, okay.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Because it's so messed up. Like, that's really what they're doing. She's a normal, mm-hmm. functioning human being. So then Dorinda tells Sonia... Let's see. Discussing book. Oh, no. Oh, this is number five. Okay, yeah. So I didn't put a space between my notes. I'm like, discussing what book? So, yeah. So that was just a weird situation. And I don't know. Part of me thinks Dorinda is there to help. And part of me thinks that it's because she wants to please Bethany. And she wants to be on Bethany's side. And then also that she doesn't want to have any problems with the drinking situation, with the tequila. She also doesn't want to admit to it that she's looking out for her. But she's... also not, in a sense, looking out for her because she's looking out for herself a little bit. Mm-hmm. Being friends with Bethany, and Bethany doesn't want her there. I don't know. It's a weird place to be in.
It's like a big, like, protect the queen bee thing going on. Because it's like, if Bethany, who's the most famous housewife that's ever been, is in a good position on the show, and her businesses are doing well, then as a cast, we're all doing well, and we don't want anything to knock down Bethany's, like, mm-hmm. top status, or we're all making less money, we're all not going to be on TV anymore.
Exactly.
I feel like that's what's happening on the down low.
There's no storyline for Sonia anymore. I mean, you think about it, like, that's honestly when they get fired, is when the story either ends or there's no storyline anymore, and like, they're like taking that away. She has no way of having moments with these girls unless it's individual moments that aren't storylines.
And she's giving up drinking.
That could be a storyline now, her actually giving up the drinking. But
I don't even like sober Sonia, FYI. Tipsy fat. What was she?
That would be a funny name for her show. Her
the
thing.
Tipsy fat girl.
I wrote
girl
it down. Fat tipsy bitches.
Yeah. Fat tipsy bitches.
Says her name's nothing like that because it's fat tipsy bitches. Oh my god.
I really.
So crazy.
I love her as a fat tipsy bitch. But she's not fat. But it was.
She
just
should just do non-alcoholic beverages and call it Sober Sonia. Like,
that's give away a $1 million idea. I bet you Bethany told her that already in one of her, like, well, you just should have done a drinking line called Sober Sonia. I mean, it would be a hit. I mean, everybody knows you have a drinking problem. You know,
she's like, you're too much Bethany, like, on serious.
Wackadoo.
Oh my god. Okay. So then we have, is it the hair extensions next or is it?
It's Carol at home with Adam.
Okay, Carol at home with Adam and she's helping cook.
Wah, wah.
He's not interested in the cooking book, and that was it.
He plays guitar, though.
I'm interested, because Fern has such a good, like, relationship feelers. Like, how did you feel about their relationship in this moment?
I don't know. I felt like they were not connecting at all. They wanted to cook and play guitar, and she wanted to write the book, and they were not connecting. It was weird, because they usually have good chemistry.
He's so boho, and I think she's used to the business side of writing books, so she's, like, trying to get things done, like, multitask, and he's like... come over here and cook, babe. Like, grab this spatula. He's so boho for me that it's like a little...
It was the scene in Sex and the City when she was dating that jazz singer. And she
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
Did we think his apartment is way too nice for a chef, by the way?
Yes.
But in New York City?
I think that might have been the whole apartment.
It was a studio.
Oh, it was a studio?
It might have been.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It might have been. But then there was, like, that little doorway, so it might have had a one bedroom. It was nice,
For a guy, too. It was very clean. Yeah. He's very neat. I noticed things like that.
Like a brand new build, like nice cabinetry. Yeah.
They don't show a lot of affection on camera, which I don't blame them, but do we I mean, am I wrong, or is it very... They're not very touchy.
He's a young stud, so she must be doing something off camera.
It's definitely off camera, yeah. You know what I mean? It's always the shy ones that are, like, the crazy ones.
They had better chemistry, though, last season.
They did.
Right? This season's a little weird.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's the moments that they're showing, like when he's making the watermelon sushi, or, like, with the cat, and the... I don't know. All right, so then hair extensions. We have Lux Hair, which I don't know how the heck they got on there. Like, this was, like, a great advertisement for Lux Hair, so... I don't know how it goes these days with Bravo and putting your company on there and what you have to give them or if you have to give them anything, but this whole thing's at Ramona's house, and Ramona's talking about pairing up with them. She worked, she got her hair done by them, and then she was like, let's work together. And Luann comes in as the guinea pig. Do we see Luann's hair?
No,
no, not
that
really.
Was such a disappointment. Yeah. I was waiting for that moment to see her long hair.
Me too.
The heck? All right. Such a tease. And this is the part that we were all kind of upset about earlier. Ramona and Luann are talking. Luann's like doing that thing that she just did with Sonia. She's like, oh my God, I'm so in love. It's amazing. I couldn't be happier. And Avery's sitting there, and Avery's girlfriend's there too. And then we see Ramona just kind of looking at her with blank eyes. And we're like, what is she about to say? And then she's like, well, you know, he calls his ex-wife every single day. And he got her a bracelet. And Luann's like, okay, first of all, and I give props to Luann because this was really mean. She's like, first of all, like, even if that's true, why are you saying it right after I just said how happy I am? And Avery's like, I agree. It was kind of crazy. But Avery's always been like that. She's always been the one to tell...
Voice of reason.
The parent, in a sense. Like, she's very parental. And she's like, that wasn't right. Do we think that it was the right thing to say but the wrong time to say it?
I think it was the right thing to say, but the wrong way to say it.
Okay.
Like, she had no, like, tact about it and wasn't, like... It was very, like, drive-by shooting, Ramona style. like, okay, I said it. Woo, I feel better. It's like there's a way to say it. Maybe not in front of the young girls.
And the people working there. Maybe.
And maybe, like, you know, I really wanted... I didn't know it was that serious, but we should talk.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Maybe not in front of everybody, but definitely tell her, because it's like, oh, whoa, I didn't know you were, like, head over heels in love trying to get the ring on your finger. I definitely need to tell you some shady stuff I heard about him.
This is definitely the information that I would want to know.
Right.
If he's calling her every single day saying, I still love you. First off, if he's saying, I love you, well, then right there, that's done. I would no longer be with this man. He's telling somebody else he loves her. The bracelet thing, I'm kind of iffy about, because if they're still friends and it's a friendly thing, if he gave something to Luann that was nicer, then I would consider that like maybe just a friendly gift. Once again, I agree Ramona should have said something, just not in the way that she did in the situation with everyone around.
I think... I totally agree, but I also think Luann just doesn't want to hear it. Like, she, like, a reasonable person would want to get into a real relationship with a really good guy. She just wants to get into this relationship and have a storyline. Like, I really think that's the truth. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't want to hear anything bad.
Absolutely.
No matter how she said it.
I also find it really weird that Ramona and Sonia both know so much about him, and to the point where they know how many times a day he calls his ex, and the color of the bracelet that was bought for the ex, and that apparently Sonia has been doing him forever and saw him last month, yet they have had no knowledge of Luann and him dating this entire time. But
good
he's
point.
So open about everything else. And by the way, this is a small town. Like, even though it's New York City, that's a small group of girls. And you're telling me that in 6 weeks of dating, you never once went out together and someone didn't see you and then call Ramona or something, not to mention, like...
Page six.
Yeah, any of this. Like, I think that Luann knows that Ramona and Sonia already knew. And it was her way of saying it on camera to them, getting the reaction from them. I also think Ramona acting like she didn't know and Sonia acting like she didn't know is bull. But then that says that Sonia was seeing him a month ago knowing that Luann was serious with him. It's a weird situation.
And was he staying at Sonia's while he was dating Luann? Like, isn't Luann living there?
I don't know. So weird.
And
wouldn't she say to her, I've been living at Sonia's? Wouldn't she say to him, I've been living at Sonia's? Right.
I also think that Sonia is not the type of person, if she knew Luann was dating somebody, that Sonia wouldn't sleep with the same person.
Right.
I don't feel like Sonia would do that. Especially to Luann. I don't think that's the type of person Sonia is. So she knew that she was he was dating a friend, she would have stopped.
So then she didn't know. Then she had no idea at all. 100% did not know for 6 weeks that the guy she was seeing sometimes, but forever, was dating the girl that she's living with. So Sonia went over to Tom's house one night and had sex, obviously, because it wouldn't be at her house because Luann lives there. It's all so close that I don't understand how they did not know.
Or Luann is exaggerating the seriousness of their mm-hmm. relationship.
Right.
And it's not that serious. He may say, I want to marry you, but he may be doing absolutely nothing to, like, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm. If Sonia did see him a month ago and she even knew they were dating, wouldn't she bring it up to Luann?
Mm-hmm.
Even if she just thought they were like had a date, one date. It's still weird.
And don't, like, as girlfriends, don't you guys talk about who you're, like,
yes! Dating? Yes! Like, you're like, living being, together.
Who you're being with?
Exactly. Like, I mean, that Sonia was like, who? So weird. It's so strange.
Yeah.
What do you mean, who?
Something's not adding
way
up.
Off, mm-hmm.
Way Megan Wright with the Bethany BS meter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep, yeah. It's going off the charts. So then there's a dinner, John, Dorinda, and Jules and Michael. And
this is where we're late.
Yeah. So how did you guys feel about Jules opening up once again about Michael? This time we all had our jaws dropped because Michael goes outside to have a phone call and we see Jules say, who's he talking to? As if she's speculating that there's somebody on the phone that shouldn't be on the phone with him.
And mm-hmm. making a comment about the coat check girl.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it was very uncomfortable.
Very.
Do we think at this point that she knew that he was cheating? Or do we think that at this point she started to get little hints here and there? Because you never release exactly what you know. You always right. kind of make it a little less severe than it is because
I don't know.
You're going to go crazy too. You start crying.
Right. Like, I don't know what she knew at this moment, but she knew something was going on. I just can't tell how much because they do kind of hide their personal lives and then these divorces come out and we're like, what? But something was definitely going on. She knew it because she's like, he was late when he said he would be home.
Yeah.
You know, he was an hour and 15 minutes late, but he works downstairs. You know, the phone calls, who's he always on the phone with? You know, she was pointing out all these things, and it's like, she knew something. I can't tell how much she knew right then.
Well, we all said it was really coincidental that the news came out today, and then all of these, like, things she's complaining about, this potential cheating situation is what it sounded like to mm-hmm. us as we watch, and then this is what's out there in the news. I don't know how Bravo does that. I don't know if they prep this, and I don't know, because it's just way too, it makes my stomach hurt. Like, it makes me want to throw up because I feel like it gives me icky tummy.
Yeah. How could they have possibly done it? I mean, this is great for ratings.
Mm-hmm.
This is great for keeping Jules on the show. This is also really creepy and, like, kind of gives us all a really bad taste in our mouths. Like, why is this something that you guys have been holding on to mm-hmm. until today?
Was this the episode that was, I mean, we saw previews for it last week, so obviously, did we see previews for this conversation, though?
I didn't.
I bet you then, you know what? I bet you they cut this segment in. I bet you they edited it.
Yep.
And changed it. And cut something else out that'll maybe be in there next week, or cut something else
together. How long would it take to cut these parts in, though?
Not long at all.
Your friend used to be a producer for mm-hmm. one of these shows, so, like,
If the footage is there,
right.
they can cut that right in.
But they got the DVD last week, so if they wrote the blogs prior to tonight, we can find out if it was in there or not. They'd have to redo their blogs, though, but this is just so crazy
to
me.
Yeah, it's just way too weird.
It's way too weird. On top of that, Fern, you were going to say something, because we all started talking.
Oh, just that they were...
If you weren't, that's okay. Okay, all right, I just want to make sure I didn't...
No, that she was talking about him to Dorinda while he was sitting right there.
Yes.
I was like, she hates him right now.
Yeah. Right.
She's also losing her hair, which is really uncomfortable for us to watch because, as we know, like, she says it's not nutritional reasons, but, like, I don't want to keep saying, like, I know something, but, you know, my sister went through this and you lose it hair. Yeah. I mean, she says she has alopecia.
Or you grow, like, body fur.
They call it, like, I don't know what they call
it. Yeah, because your body has no...
Yep. But she did. But she says she has this alopecia hair loss. But then she says it's not nutritional reasons. But then she says it's stress. So stress is if it's stress that can do that to you, nutritional things can do that to you as well. Not saying that she doesn't have that already, but that's like a bald spot. That's for a girl to get that, that's, you're losing a ton of hair. That's just very, it's just a not a good time for her right now. In her father's situation, this is like all the men in her life are just like,
well, and
it's
and
tough.
Drunk Dorinda giving,
oh God.
Oh, my God. And Bethany totally tweeted about that tonight. What'd she say?
The acid montage of that was something was funny. Not good.
Something about acid-induced
something. You know, it's just the whole thing, the whole timing thing is crazy. Bethany and Luann meet up then, and which is weird in and of itself. And Bethany is bleeding every day. She says that's why she was late. She took a nap. She's been bleeding really, you know, badly. And she doesn't know what it is. And Luann doesn't really seem to care. I know. She was like, so I've been sitting here forever. Or whatever she said.
Seriously.
I was like, what? She just said she's like sick. Like,
so rude.
We know as girls, I'm guessing a lot of, you know, if you're not a girl and you're listening, I apologize. But like, when you get your period, you get really weak and tired. You lose a lot of iron. So I can't imagine bleeding, just randomly bleeding and not being exhausted and being in like your late 30s or however
old
she is.
And you've got kids. And you've got a kid. You work like full time.
Yeah, so she's tired, and maybe she was a little late, but whatever, it was just weird.
Who cares?
But if your friend is like, I don't feel well, something's wrong, I'm going to the doctor, wouldn't you be like, we don't have to do this right now, or we'll do it fast.
Like I can't believe Bethany came to the shoot. Like, she was done her work day, laid down, and then still got up and got dressed and went to this shoot.
Well, and then the fact that Bethany says she's not feeling well, and Luann's like, well, maybe you need another drink.
Right.
Like, if you're a true friend, be like, go home.
You need hot tea and bed rest.
Yes.
And,
she was like,
I will take you home.
She's like really trying to nail her to the cross just for being late. It's like, she told you she literally was bleeding out so bad it got all over the car. Like, something's wrong.
She wanted
idiot.
Her to say sorry or something.
Of course she did.
Think that Bethany was lying when she said at the end, she's like, I was coming with the intention of inviting you, of inviting Luann, but now, you know, I don't feel the same way. Why would she come with the intention if Carol said she wasn't going to go if she came?
Right.
I think she was going with the intention of saying, I'm going on this trip and you're not invited, but in a way of saying it like, so Luann gets the hint. And
really?
Luann totally spun it around. It's like, I'm coming, thanks.
No, but why did she say I was coming in with the intention of inviting her? Now I feel different about the situation.
I thought that she was going to go in and invite her. Otherwise, why would she hang out with her?
Well, she could have done what Fern said, like, not in, say, like, nicely, I can't take you on. But, like, then why say that? Why say she was going to? Unless she was trying to make it like, I was going to be the good person to invite you, but then you did this, and now I'm not going to invite you. But it doesn't seem like that would have worked anyway, because Luann had her own plan of action. What was that?
So desperate.
It was so corny and so phony. And it was, like, a way of, like, making it funny. And, like, you could never get mad at her anyway because she's kidding around. Like, it was so intentional. It was just a bad taste in my mouth. I don't know. It wasn't very Countess-like.
It's just like the Kyle Richards party that Bethany threw that Luann didn't get invited to. Mm-hmm. And then she was all angry about it. And now she's like, well, that's not going to happen again this time because I'm inviting myself.
And then she leaves her bleeding friends sitting by herself while she goes to the
car. Oh, you can get drinks. I'll get drinks next time. I'm confused as to what's happening here.
Also, Luann's trying to bond with Bethany by talking crap about Ramona. She's like, Ramona said, so Ramona chimed in and she was like, can you believe that? She was like, she said he bought her a gold bracelet, blah, blah, blah. And Bethany's like, well, maybe she knows what he's really about and wants to share that with you. Like, seems like Ramona and Bethany kind of have each other's backs this season, more so than ever before. So it was just funny. And then Luann's like, well, whatever. I thought it was really rude. And then it was like, Luann doesn't care at all about the fact that Bethany said any of that stuff to her last week. The horrible thing she said, because she's just looking at that. She has her eye on the prize, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I just wrote what just happened.
You have to take a picture of that in Snapchat. Do we think that she will, that Carol will end up going? If Luann goes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drama.
All right. So that's really a lot of TMI with the bleeding stuff, but like at the same time, like, I love that she's always honest. Did we have a little bit of news that we wanted to talk about with the Wendy Williams thing?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Great. Sorry, I put you on the spot.
No,
the
news sound. So we all know Jules' bombshell divorce that went on today. But Bethany and Wendy Williams had a little tiff over the airwaves today.
A little bit.
So Bethany this morning on her show just announced about the identity of Bethany's boyfriend's finally been revealed, and the guy is still legally married. So
Dennis
the tabloids,
Shields.
Yes, Dennis Shields. So the tabloids were trying to make a big deal and say like Bethany's dating a married man, where he is legally separated and does not live with this woman anymore. Same as Bethany, she is still married as well. So Wendy announced it today and just said, "Good for her. She's actually not my favorite person, but good for her." And Wendy's social media team, who Wendy doesn't handle any of her social media, and she talks about that all the time, because she wants nothing to do with the madness and the tweeting back and forth, wrote something about, do you agree that you should be allowed to date people before your
divorce,
you know, before your divorce? Or if you're still married, should you be dating a man that's still married? Things like, something of that nature. Well, Bethany's producers at her live talk show on Sirius let her know that that had been tweeted, and she went off on Wendy, like, you know what, Wendy, don't come for me. Don't come for my boyfriend. She's like, I've done your show, and you're so shady and passive-aggressive, and you know what, don't make me come for your husband, because people say plenty of stuff about him. And I was like, oh, wow. And Bethany didn't even, and her team didn't even do the research to know that on her show, she was congratulating Bethany for having, like, a nice guy in her life.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
I mean, both producers, I don't want to say, but, like, that is a no-no. I don't know who did that, but
I mean, it basically
bad.
Is
like
your facts right.
Producers making Wendy look bad, and then Bethany's producers not doing their research and making her look bad, because they're like, oh, look what Wendy wrote about you. It's like, it's not Wendy. It's her social media
team. Did Wendy react yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay, we need to find out. I gotta watch Wendy this week. Oh my God, I can't wait to watch it. Tomorrow, I'm sure she'll react.
It's going to be great. And then also news today, Yolanda let everyone know she won't be returning to Beverly Hills Housewives if you guys are Beverly Hills fans.
That's very depressing.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
Oh, sour lemons. Okay. Well,
she claims she's leaving.
Or limes.
You know, whatever
lemons.
Tabloids are saying that, you know, she got fired. She's coming back hard today on Twitter saying, no, I wrote a letter of resignation. I'm leaving. I'm going to get better and do my thing. And so we'll see.
I mean, yeah, she was ganged up on. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Okay, let's get some predictions for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so what are you guys feeling for next week? Anything in particular?
I just feel Sonia and Ramona are going to finally have it out.
Yeah.
And Sonia's going to call her out for not being her friend, and Ramona's going to call her out for getting into bad business deals.
Why does Sonia Ramona keep getting into fights with her closest friends? It's Dorinda, it's Sonia. She's just pushing everyone away, and I don't understand this. I don't know if this is, you know, backlash or feelings from her breakup with Mario and just like lashing out at her closest friends. But yeah, I'm really not liking that side of Ramona being that way to her friends. I do think all the girls will be going to Mexico. Maybe sans Sonia, but I do think Luann is definitely going. That's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. My prediction is this is the start of Bethany's health scare story arc that we read about in the tabloids before the season started. I'm assuming it's a woman reproductive part issue, and she needs to have she even just had a procedure that she can't stop talking about on Snapchat like last week or 2 weeks ago or something, and her radio show as well. So I'm assuming it's something in that area, and it looks like she went and shot another scene before going to the doctor next week, because she was saying in tonight with Luann, I'm going tomorrow first thing to the doctor, but she's with Dorinda in a scene next week where she goes, oh, I don't feel well, I should sit down, I need to go to the doctor. So it's like she's still shooting and hasn't yet gone to the doctor.
Yeah.
But I think this is the start of a very serious thing for her, because I know we got to see in the trailer where she said, find out if I have a living will, and she was like in hysterics. So I think maybe we'll find out next week what it is, or 2 weeks.
I'm just predicting that we're going to get a little more information on Luann and Tom. And I think Luann's going to, at some point, go up to Ramona and go up to Sonia and tell them how she really feels about the situation with them either having sex with Tom or just having a lot to say about Tom. So I don't think Luann can hold that in very long. She hasn't said much, but it's got to come out at some point. Because if you really love that person that you're with and then someone's saying all that stuff or having sex with them, I would think that you'd get a little more angry. So, yeah. Anyway, you can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I'm on Periscope at Ashley Daniels. Snapchat, I'm Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. I'm sorry, someone has my name. So I have a lot of different ones. Megan.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. Same name on all of them. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, or my website, which I never talk about, which is www.fernronay.com.
Her blog is awesome, and her book, you guys, you seriously need to get it. I read it on the plane on my way back from Wisconsin this week. It's so good. Get her book. Yay. It's amazing.
Yes.
Better in the morning.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.